Day 28, Morning. Revelation that captures our heart and motivates our love. Our lives can only be lived to their fullest in harmony with the will of God. As the Messiah said, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything we need will be supplied. The kingdom's foundation and goal is his and our mutual love. That love produces righteousness, peace, and joy. Our love for God is based upon our knowledge of who he is. Our knowledge of him is rooted in illumination from him about himself. It is true that he sought us first. We get to seek him in return. Do you recall the promise made to wisdom seekers? In Proverbs 2:2-5, we find exhortation and expectation. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. We need wisdom that leads us to the knowledge of who God is. As we adjust to who he is, we experience who he is. Revelation leads to repentance, discerning the fear of the Lord. Repentance leads to restoration. Let us place the foremost command in first place. Consider following the pattern put forth about pursuing wisdom. Let us be quick to hear and listen to that which empowers our love for God. It is within our power to incline our hearts to humility. If we come face to face with our lack of devotion and cry out for insight into his glory, we will be answered. We will discern his heart and get to know his ways. In this exhortation to find wisdom, the seeker's desperation is enhanced by his determination. The sage exhorted, "Lift your voice for understanding." Those who have loved God over the millennia encourage the same thing. Let us lift our voice and call on the Lord for an understanding of his supreme value. We can move from intellectual conviction to heartfelt realization. Seek revelation about the goodness of God as if you were a man who uprooted himself and traversed the width of North America that he might stake his claim and search for gold. There are sources of illumination that you can mine. We are promised that if we stir up our desire and seek God's face, we will be rewarded. You will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. Hebrews 11:6c, believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. What's promised in Proverbs 2 is an aspect of the Messiah's anointing. Isaiah 11:2-3a, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight will be in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord leads into a discovery of the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:5b. Consider adopting the attitude of the sage within the context of the apostle's prayer found in Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1:16-17. I never stop giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. cry out for fellowship with the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Lift up your voice and ask God for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God as if you were hunting for hidden treasure. We want to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Ask Him for revelation that will capture your heart and motivate your love. It is written that the fool says in his heart that there is no God. Psalm 14:1, 53:1. The wise want to know what God is like. Be a spiritual prospector. Be like a treasure hunter. Consider nature. Creation reveals aspects of God. It provides analogies and metaphors to help us grasp what He's like. Romans 1, 20a. Since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. Let's consider what the Scriptures teach about God's goodness being revealed through what He made. Creation provides windows. What might God want us to see? What has He revealed about Himself? Ask.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.